You're listening to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs, the podcast for entrepreneurs, CEOs, and sales professionals that want to make more money, grow faster, and make a bigger impact. I'm your host, Ryan Dowdy, former director of sales and college athlete turned entrepreneur. Here's your 20-minute or less dose of sales, mindset, and leadership training to help you hit your income goals. Let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome back to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs, where today we are going to talk about doing the right things at the wrong time. So I recently had an opportunity to interview a gentleman on my podcast. His name is Nigel Green, and you're going to want to check out that podcast. He is an advisor to sales leaders. But one of the things that he said that kind of blew my mind a little bit and got me really thinking about how often we see this with some of our clients that it made me want to actually record this podcast. And what he said is we can do the right thing at the wrong time and still get a bad result. So we can do the right thing at the wrong time and get a bad result. And we think that it is the thing, right? We're like, oh, well, the thing, it's the thing that didn't work. And oftentimes it's not the thing, it's the timing, right? So I'm going to walk through four things that I see a lot of businesses do at the wrong time. And what winds up happening is that they get frustrated with the thing. They think it is the thing that they are doing. It is the mechanism, it is the tactic that isn't working, when oftentimes the tactic works. And we know that the tactic works because a lot of other people are having success with a very similar tactic, right? But we get frustrated with the tactic and we think that the tactic is what's not working. And oftentimes it's because we're deploying the wrong tactic or the tactic doesn't match the timing, right? So I'm going to pull apart four different examples where I see this happen. And this happens in lots of different ranges of businesses. So depending on where you are, income level, this may or may not be relevant to you, but there's four very specific things that I instantly thought of when Nigel said this to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to record this podcast. So one is launching without an audience, right? That is the right thing. Launching, live launching is amazing, right? Wrong time means we don't have an audience to launch to. And if I had a dollar for over my business building career, my entrepreneurial career, for people who came to me and said, well, I tried the live launch and the live launch didn't work, or I've launched five times and I haven't, you know, I've only signed five clients. And when we ask the question, okay, well, tell me more about that, right? How many people participated in your launches? What were your numbers? Like, what does that look like? We oftentimes find that, you know, people were launching to an audience of 50 or launching to an audience of, you know, 100. And Kelly Roach, my business partner here at Social Sellers Academy, she highly recommends not launching unless you have an audience of at least 300, right? 300 people registered for the launch itself. So not just 300 people in a Facebook group, but 300 people who have said, yes, I want to participate in this launch, right? The reason that she says that is because launching does require a significant amount of effort. And if you don't have the audience in place to get an ROI for your time and your effort and your energy, you likely will not be as successful as you would like. That doesn't mean you can't launch to a small audience, but we just have to be mindful of when we launch to a small audience, we only have, you know, a small number of people who are going to convert. So the example here is that we know that live launching works unequivocally, right? I know I built my first business on live launching. You know, Kelly built her entire business on live launching. It's her primary mechanism she teaches. We see clients all the time, you know, generating, you know, six and seven figures by live launching. So we know that the strategy itself, the tactic of live launching works, but when we might be at the wrong time of live launching is when we are in a phase of business where we don't have a large enough audience to really have that successful launch and to, you know, use that to springboard into what we try to create. So what I see this happen sometimes is when we're going from like one-to-one to one-to-many, right? Meaning we've maybe booked out a one-to-one practice, whether it's coaching, consulting, done for you services. And we're like, okay, I'm ready to start leveraging my time, right? Like I'm done trading my time for money. I want to start being more leveraged, being able to take on more clients and grow my revenue, right? Which is an amazing idea. But what winds up happening is we decide that we want to do this and we decide we want to do it in 3 weeks. And then we don't have the audience in place to have that successful launch. And then we, you know, I tried launching and it didn't work for me. Launching works. It's just, did we do it at the right time? Did we not have the circumstances? Did we not have the things in place for that launch to be successful? So then we have to decide, was it the tactic or, you know, or was it the time? Another thing that I see is when it comes time to outsource lead generation. So whether this is by way of hiring a lead generation service or running ads, right? A lot of people, I see this all the time. They're like, oh my gosh, I've spent so much money on Facebook ads and haven't, you know, I haven't made any money or I haven't recouped my cost, or I've hired three or four different lead generation agencies and they just weren't successful for me. I didn't get what I needed or they didn't deliver on what they promised. And so outsourcing your lead gen by way of, you know, either using a lead gen agency or running Facebook ads, like we know Facebook ads work, right? You know, people spend millions and millions of dollars on Facebook ads, we know that they work. Lead generation works, right? We know that it works because other people are having success doing it. So the tactic is not broken, right? Facebook ads are not broken. Lead generation services are not all broken. I mean, yes, of course, there's people in the world who don't deliver on their promises. But oftentimes, again, what I find, right thing, wrong time, is we are trying to outsource lead generation or our Facebook ads or hire an agency or hire someone to do our lead gen for us, but we don't actually have a really good idea of who our ideal client is and where they hang out. I see this a lot in the business to consumer space specifically. The business to business space is typically a little simpler, but in the business to consumer space, meaning that you are selling to, you know, non-business owners, right? Maybe you're health coaching, life coaching, mindset coaching, a lot of relationship coaching, a lot of stuff in the holistic space. And we don't really truly understand who our ideal client is or who we can get the very best result or, you know, the problem that we solve or how they talk about their problems. We don't really know the ins and outs of that just yet. And because of that, any lead generation strategy that we deploy is not going to be successful. Because if we can't clearly identify our ideal client in very specific terms, you know, very specific quantifiable things, all of the Facebook ads, all of the lead gen in the world won't be effective. So we rush to outsource because we're like, oh, I hate this part of the business. But then, you know, right thing, right? Outsourcing, right thing. Facebook ads, right thing. Hiring somebody to help with lead gen, all right things, all things that work unequivocally. But is it at the right time? Are we trying to do this too quickly without really understanding our ideal client, without really understanding how do we identify them? How do we engage with them? What's the best way to get in front of them, right? And then we wind up frustrated. And oftentimes, like I said, people have come to me having spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on these strategies. And they're like, I've tried Facebook ads don't work. And that's not true, right? Facebook ads work. We know that they do. It's, did we run Facebook ads without the right information? Did we not have enough data to be able for our Facebook ads to run effectively or for us to be able to outsource our lead generation? So, you know, we took the right action, but maybe the timing wasn't right. We didn't have enough information. And like I said, this often happens when, you know, we've only worked with a handful of clients our business is just getting to that point where we're ready to think about scale, right? We're going from grow to scale, but we still don't have enough data or enough information for that strategy to be effective. So that's another example of right thing, wrong time, right? Another example, right? Example number three is hiring a social seller too soon. And you guys are like, what? Brian, you're telling us all of the time to hire a social seller. What do you mean there's a wrong time to hire a social seller? Hiring a social seller is the right tactic. It is the right strategy. It is the key to long-term sustainable growth in your business. I believe that to my core. It's obviously built an entire business around it, right? But there is a wrong time in your business to hire a social seller. And again, this comes from people coming to me and saying, hey, Brian, I've hired 3 salespeople and they all suck. Okay. Let's take a step back. Let's have a conversation about that. Why did they suck? You know, well, they didn't do anything. I'm like, okay, well, what did you tell them to do? Right? Or, you know, they didn't sell anything. Well, how many of those things have you sold? You know, or I don't know what they're doing all day. Well, what tools have you given them to track their activity? Right? So oftentimes we try to hire a social seller again, because we've been told to do that. And I do believe that you should do that, but we do that before we have a proven offer. Right? And I know this because there are a lot of people that reach out to us and they're like, okay, we want your help with recruiting. And we will not recruit for clients who do not have proven offers, because it doesn't matter how many salespeople or how good the salesperson is. Again, if we don't have the information that we need as to how to sell this, the best way to sell this, the best way to leverage this in the market, how it's being received, how it compares to other things in the market, and other things that our ideal clients have tried. If we don't have that information, we can't equip our social seller to be successful. So if you are creating a new offer in your business or something along those lines, if you don't have a proven offer, it might not be the right time to hire a social seller. If you don't have your sales process well documented or a place to track leads or a place to, a really concrete KPIs and metrics and data to give your social seller, then it might not be the right time to hire a social seller, because what's going to wind up happening is you're going to spend a lot of time, money, and energy hiring a social seller. And then what you're going to find is that that person doesn't have the tools that they need to be successful. So right thing, hire the social seller, wrong time, because we haven't yet built the resources or the runway or the pipeline or the offer or whatever it is to set this person up for success. right? So you're trying to do the right thing. It's just, are we doing it at the right time? So you have to ask yourself, if I'm having a hard time finding success with a social seller, have I given them all of the tools? Like, is the timing right for me to do this? Or do I need to take a step back in my business and figure this out? Or consult with someone who can help you figure that out, right? I'm not assuming in any of these things that you're going to figure these things out on your own. What I am saying is that these things need to be figured out. So work with a coach, work with a consultant, you know, whatever that is, to figure that out, to get these parts and pieces put together, even from things, you know, for audience building, right? For lead generation, for, you know, making sure you have all of the pieces in place, the building blocks in place for your social seller to be successful. Somebody can help you do that. I'm not saying you have to do these things on your own. I'm saying, again, we have to do the right thing at the right time. Not the right thing at the wrong time. And then the final thing that I'm going to talk about is hiring 100% commission social seller, right? So a while back, I did a podcast on commission plans and compensation plans for sales reps. And a lot of people come to us and they want 100% commission people. You know, can you go recruit a 100% commission person for me? And the answer is almost always no. Actually, it's unequivocally been no so far. Because again, there is a right thing, 100% commission salespeople, at the wrong time. Right? So when a 100% commission salesperson might work in your business is when your business is mature enough to support that person and allow them to actually eat. There's this idea that salespeople should go out into the world and they should just, you know, hunt for whatever. But like, if you're not consistently bringing sales into your business, you, again, those things, like, you don't have the proven offer, you don't have the proven system, you don't have the proven process, you don't have the lead tracking in place, you don't have all these things in place. And you think that hiring a 100% commission person is going to allow you to not pay somebody to go grow your business, right? That's what that sounds like. You're like, oh, this is a brilliant idea, right? Right thing, 100% commission salespeople. People do this all the time. Mortgage industry, real estate industry, insurance industry, right? The solar industry, right? There's all of these industries that thrive on 100% commission. Like, I even know there's big coaching businesses. People like, I think like the Tony Robbins and the Dean Graziosos, from what I've heard, they don't pay their people a commission or like a base salary, right? It is 100% commission. But what all of those businesses have is proven systems and processes for success. They are mature businesses. Right? They are businesses that have a lead flow, right? They have a system. They have a training system in place. They have the resources to set this person up for success so that they can close business and pay themselves faster, right? You also, let's talk about industries like the real estate industry and the mortgage industry and the insurance industry, where people are 100% commissioned, right? How many of those people are actually successful? Right? I am fairly certain that the majority of successful real estate agents, insurance, mortgage people, it's a very small percentage. It's the top, I would say, you know, 3 to 5% kill it. The other 95% don't, right? So you can say, oh, it's working for somebody else's business. Well, it's really only working for the top 3 to 5% of those people. And when we have a best case scenario, meaning we have a system, a process, a lead flow, a way to get this person closing deals and making money quickly. And in the early stages of our business, in the startup stage of our business, that's just not the way that it works, right? Ask yourself the question, when was the last time you went out, identified a stranger, built a relationship, and sold them your service? When was the last time that happened for you? Because if it's not happening for you, it's not going to happen for your salesperson, right? So again, right thing, 100% commission sales works for a ton of industries. Wrong time, because it might be too soon in your business to be able to allow that person to be successful. And then what winds up happening is this revolving door of salespeople. And again, you come to me and you say, hey, Ryan, salespeople suck. Salespeople don't want to work. And it's like, no, they do want to work. I don't believe that any human being out there who chooses to take a role in sales, which is arguably one of the hardest jobs out there, wants to be bad at it. Nobody wants to be bad at anything. Not that person. They're not having success because oftentimes they don't have the resources or the proven offer or the system or all of those that infrastructure that a lot of companies that have 100% salespeople do, right? So I want you to think about, and these are just four examples, right? So launching without an audience, you know, outsourcing your lead gen or running Facebook ads too quickly, hiring a social seller without a proven offer, a proven sauce process, a way to set them up for success, wanting to put in place, you know, 100% commission comp plan. These are just four examples that I thought of off the top of my head that I was like, these are right things, wrong time. And I want you to ask yourself if there's areas in your business where you're not getting the result that you want, is it the tactic? Most of the time, the answer is no, it's not the tactic, right? Or is it the timing of deploying the tactic? Or do I have everything in place that allows the tactic to be successful, right? Do I have my I's dotted and my T's crossed? Do I know exactly what I'm entering into here? And when I do, then I can move forward with these things and we will find that the tactic works beautifully like it does for, you know, dozens and dozens or hundreds or thousands of other people, right? So take some time. This is a great opportunity for reflection. I know for sure I'm going to sit down and do this reflection. I just had to record this for you because it was so fresh in my mind. And I thought it was such a powerful conversation is, you know, the right thing at the wrong time will still end in a bad result. So where are we trying to do the right thing at the wrong time and blaming it on the tactic, not really analyzing, have we set this up for success? Is the timing right for this thing? Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs podcast. If you've gotten any value out of this podcast, we'd love if you go to iTunes and leave us a review. Screenshot your review and share it with us on Instagram @Social Sellers Academy. And thanks for listening.